Hi, I'm Utsav, a behavior researcher by training and a slow traveler by passion. Postcards from Nowhere is a travel podcast where I condense a decade of travel experiences and explore not just the where, but also the why and how to travel. My stories emerged from slow traveling the less explored parts of the world. Bosnia and Herzegovina, Armenia, Uzbekistan, and even China. At the end of each story, I give practical tips and new ideas about how to travel better.
This week, I take you to Dadar, one of the most iconic areas of Mumbai, and uncover its connection with outer space. Uncle left our chawl under the pretext of his job with the railways. If we, in childlike innocence, said to father, Dada, let's leave this place for something more spacious. Maybe in Dadar, they say there are nice places there, and inexpensive too. The attempt proved futile. The very manner in which Dada pronounced Dadar implied his utter contempt for a place that was so remote, it might as well lie beyond Thane Creek. I'm not going to budge from here, he would say stolidly, and adding for good measure, go where you like when you grow up and get too smart for your boots and start making more money than is good for you. Go to your Dadar, or better still, go rot in Andheri. This excerpt from the story The Last Tram by M.V. Rajadhaksha might seem surreal today, given that the most expensive property which is up for sale in Dadar West is worth a whopping 16 crores. But these were the days Dadar wasn't a sought-after locality. Mumbai was a city of mills, and the workers resided in chawls at Girgaum. They arrived from villages where the community spirit was alive, so the openness of the chawl culture suited them well. As the city grew, congested chawls were replaced by more spacious blocks, and the migration began. Dadar soon became a center for trade. There were bullock carts and hand carts which transported grain and were often parked in Dadar. As the produce was offloaded, hundreds of pigeons would flap around to pick up the grain. As trucks replaced hand carts, many of these pigeons would get crushed to death. This saddened the Muni at the Jain Mandir. He consulted a nearby shopkeeper, Vallabhji Vora, to prevent this daily massacre. Vora managed to convince the municipal corporation to allow the center of the square to be fenced off with iron railings, making space for pigeons. Today, we know this as Kabutar Khana, which has been declared as a heritage space and forms an essential part of living and breathing Dadar. But Dadar's contribution went beyond the commercial. The lesser known aspects are Dadar's contribution to art and culture, and not just on Earth, but even in outer space. But before we rocket off into space, I'd like to take you to one of my favorite modes of travel, the humble train. While Dadar had a tram terminus and train station for decades, we really need to thank a politician and resident of Dadar, Madhu Dandavate, the Minister of Railways in the Morarji Desai government. A resident of Shivaji Park, he first introduced the computerization of railway reservations, an innovation which greatly reduced corruption. But his most important innovation came in the form of 2 inches of foam. He championed 2 inches of foam in the sleeper berths of second-class sections of trains. If you grew up traveling in trains in the 90s, you'd know the world of difference between hard wooden seats and soft cushioned ones. I find Dandavate's words full of concern for the common man. For he said, "What I want to do is not degrade the first class, but elevate the second class." If the railways became a way of national integration in the 70s and 80s, Dadar resident and music composer Vasant Desai richly contributed to it too. The then Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, once lamented that Indian school children were unable to sing our national anthem tunefully. At the request of the Education Minister, Vasant Desai ran workshops for teachers, recorded appropriate songs for children, and travelled all over the state to teach his program titled Ek Sur, Ek Taal. This was then adopted nationally. So the fact that through our schooling, we could all sing the national anthem in unison, we have Vasant Desai to thank. But my favorite personality from Dadar happens to be a singer. Not the late Pandit Jasraj, who incidentally came from the locality as well, but a dominating inheritor of the Jaipur Atrauli Gharana, Kesarbai Kerkar. There is a good chance you have never heard of her. Much like Madhu Dandavate and Vasant Desai, she was a perfectionist, and the famous Marathi humorist P.L. Deshpande could tell you that. In one of her private performances, she left the audience spellbound. Deshpande was the master of ceremonies and she told him that she would now stop singing. Deshpande was aghast, but she said, "You may have not noticed, but my voice shook a couple of times." True to her word, she did not even sing a single note for the rest of her life. But her composition, "Jaat Kahan Ho," can be listened to today not only by you, but even by aliens. Yes, I will say that again for you, by aliens. This song is included on the 12-inch gold-plated copper disc, Sounds of Earth, which has been traveling through outer space in the Voyager 1 since 2012. The song is about a mother singing to her daughter who has come of age and is going out. There is resignation to the inevitable, but also concern for her daughter's welfare. I think the loneliness of the mother would find resonance with the Voyager, orbiting away, alone, in endless space. I spent 4 years of my life in Dadar, traveling to work every day. And it's a shame that I did not know most of what you heard today. But there is one more aspect of Dadar I want to leave you with. And it takes us back to where we started. Kabutar Khana. The Dadar Kabutar Khana Trust, which constructed roosts and bird baths for pigeons, sources funds from wholesalers in Dadar to maintain the Kabutar Khana. Vets from the veterinary college in Parel make regular visits to Kabutar Khana, diluting multivitamins into the pigeons' drinking water to strengthen their immunity against disease. Our own neighborhoods need such nurturing. There are countless stories that are waiting to be unearthed. When I was writing this, I consciously chose not to talk of Shivaji Park, Sharda Ashram School, by the way, where Sachin and Vinod Kamli studied, or Dadar Chowpatty, because we cannot physically go there now. But maybe, if we could spend time talking to older folks in our communities, we might find stories that give us a new appreciation of our neighborhoods. Let those stories not feel the loneliness of a mother in Jaat Kahan Ho or the loneliness of a Voyager. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IBM network. You can listen to us on the IBM Podcast app or ibmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IBM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Utsav Memory on Twitter and YB Travel 42 on Instagram.